Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Preseason has sprung, and so are we for some of these new teams, or at least teams that look different to me, to my eye. And we're going to talk a little bit about preseason action. We're continuing our team breakdowns, expectations, and predictions with the Los Angeles Lakers this week, as we are joined by the writer and podcast for SB Nation Silver Screen and Roll, Raj Chapalu. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles and Jack
Got Mad Boosties.
Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. We nailed it. But let's welcome our guest, Raj Chapalu. You might know him from Oz Jams, a writer there. Also a writer and podcaster for Silver Screen and Roll. You might know him from the I Love Basketball pod with Sabrina Merchant. Raj Chapalu, welcome to Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me. I love your guys' intro. I love that you just do that every single time. I'm not sure how you guys like hit it.
Every time.
Hit it every single time, perfectly. It's like it's we become, wacky. There's a brain meld where we become, our mouths begin operating from the same brain. Speaking
exactly.
I've listened to the last few and I thought that was just something you like put in, but no, that's something you actually
with
record.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's actually that chaotic when we record it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, though. You honor us with that observation,
that's awesome.
Man.
That's awesome.
Raj, man. So talk to us. You write about the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Are you a Laker fan? Are you mixing business with pleasure? Okay, now this is one thing I got to ask you up top, because every person we ask who's a fan who writes, they say, I'm less of a fan now of a team. I'm a little more objective. Where do you put yourself in that? I know if you support the Lakers, then you probably can't extract yourself from being a fan sometimes.
Yeah, so I go the complete opposite, honestly. I'm like even more of a fan now than I was before. Like covering the team to me, like I get more into it, right? I'm closer with understanding the players and what's going on. When you're watching growing up, and I grew up as a fan of the Lakers, of course, but I wasn't really into basketball that way, the way I am now. Yeah, I hear that a lot too. And I would hate that. I would hate to like lose my love of the game. I think that's kind of what makes me want to, you know, dive in and watch every single game, watch a team last year that stopped really caring after February. You know what I mean? Like, those are the things that like make me, you know, still want to watch. So no, I'm the complete opposite. I'm still an absolute huge fan. I kind of fell into like this type of, you called it a business. I kind of fell backwards into it. Right. Okay. I really just started posting online. I just like wanted a community to kind of join, right? Lakers Twitter was kind of coming up when I started it in like 2017. And I just wanted to be a part of it, honestly. And I kind of fell back into really cool opportunities. But no, man, I'm still just as big a fan as I was before. And I think there's ways that people, you're going to be biased. And I think as long as you acknowledge those biases, right? Like, of course, I want the Lakers to win. Like, that's like definitely, and that shows out in any content I do. And you might lean a little bit more positive in some ways, but in some ways also you're a little bit more honest, right? You're like, yeah, let's get this guy off my team. There's no like he might be good or not.
Right. Yeah. You know, you're like, okay, if I want to win, I'm going to be serious about how we get there. So exactly. I'm not going to mince words.
I think some NBA fans are definitely biased, but I've never met a biased Lakers fan. Like no, Lakers never, fans never, seem never pretty that. Much like, you know, clear
our feet
vision.
Are just on the ground. Yeah. Just right. thoroughly grounded. Connected to the ground. 10 toes yeah. down, you know? That's just how we are. But Raj, how did you fall into your Laker fandom? Is just by being an LA guy?
Yeah, so obviously growing up in LA, you know about the Lakers, right? You know about Kobe and Shaq. But like when I was a kid and I played youth basketball, but I never really like got into watching the Lakers.
Sure.
Until like my freshman year, I think, of high school, I was trying out for the team or whatever. And one of the guys just told me, like, I want you to go home and watch Kobe, you know, go watch Kobe play. And to me, just being a really arrogant, dumb ninth grader, I was like, why would I go watch Kobe? Like, I'm not trying to be in the NBA, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, play basketball.
I'm not trying to be the next Kobe. I'm trying to be the first Raj.
I'm just trying to play basketball, right? And I went home and I just fell in love with the game. This was in 07, 08, and I don't think I've missed a game like on purpose since then. It's what, 2022. So, yeah, that's kind of how I fell into it and just really fell in love with it. And, watching every single game and being able to grow up with the Lakers. And then obviously they had their downturn, obviously, once Kobe went out and retired. But that's how I got into it, really. I fell in love in high school and I just never stopped. And I worry one day, will it like end? And it just, as I get deeper and deeper into this and into the business of it, I fall more and more in love with the game. So that I'm still a huge fan of it.
Yeah, love to hear that.
How are you feeling heading into this particular season? You said you were at the preseason game?
Yeah, so I like to go to the first preseason game. I went last year as well. Last year LeBron didn't play. He played last night. It's strange, right? I mean, I think everyone expected the Lakers to be different than what they are now. Russell Westbrook obviously dominates any headline, any, you know, conversation around the Lakers dominates around a Russell Westbrook trade. But, you know, last night I think that was like the best I've seen Russ play in like a year. Like I thought he looked okay. I understand all the caveats. I still don't like getting, you know, 30 piece by the Sacramento Kings. I totally get we benched our second unit, but
right.
I'm hopeful this is a better year. Darvin Ham, obviously, I think is trying to implement things that, you know, work better for Russ. Hopefully we get LeBron and AD healthy, which I think is the number one thing. But I'm a little bit higher than I think the expectations are so low right now. Like it's hard not to pass that bar, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the expectations are just to be competitive, which, you know, I think LeBron and AD, you'd hope for higher, you know, bars to reach, but that's right. kind of the bar right now.
That's
and
the most realistic one. I was telling Jack before this, when I was talking to Jabari about the game, I said, hey, we look different from last season. And I like that. There's clearly some kind of, there's a new ethos within the squad. Now, the time it will take for that to get to whatever level of competitiveness is yet to be seen. But like you said, I felt heartened enough that at least the ship was beginning to turn in a direction. Now, again, I don't know where that goes, but at least that was enough for me to feel less panicked.
This is the point in the season that is like, I love overreacting in a positive way. Just imagining the net Sixers game, like watching Ben Simmons back out there, like playing, just watching the highlights of Ben Simmons, like throwing some passes like behind his head. And like, you know, that got me so excited. And I'm just like picturing the season where like, that's all that's happening is just Ben Simmons as the queen in chess, just like moving all over the board, like getting the ball to different people in like weird positions at just the right time. That's what's fun about this part of the season for me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's so the same thing, like how I overreacted to Quinta Brunson posting a picture of herself on Twitter as James Harden. And I was like, I think the Sixers could win this year.
That truly was like, Miles' reaction.
That was my take. Was
there's something going on in Philly.
There's something going on in Philly. I said, what's happening with the Eagles? You said the Eagles are doing, they're killing it right now in the NFL. And I said, undefeated. What about the Phillies? First playoff berth in 11 years. I'm like, okay, so the Uh-oh. Sixers definitely getting past the second round off the strength of that Quinta Brunson pick for sure.
Which one of you is a Sixers fan, correct?
Yeah, I'm a Sixers fan.
Okay,
not the person who is frothing at the mouth when we're talking about the Lakers.
I think there's some interesting, like, you know, through lines between the Lakers and the Sixers. Like, you guys are trying to rely on James Harden, which, you know, good luck on that, right? And I think
I think, so is James Harden the Russell Westbrook in this metaphor?
So obviously James Harden is seen as a lot better than Russell Westbrook, which is totally fair. I do agree with that. I just think like old guards, there's not like a ramp down, right? It's more of a drop, right? The cliff is, it's a cliff drop. It's not just like a steady drop and decline. So I'm interested when that happens with James Harden. He said he's lost 100 pounds, which obviously I think was was just stretching it out. Yeah. But I'm really interested. And I think, you know, Embiid wants to win the MVP. I think that's something that's definitely in his grasp. I think Anthony Davis kind of sees himself in that. Anthony Davis was in that Embiid Jokic tier. And it's crazy how he's dropped in terms of like just his reputation around the league. But I think, you know, when he's at his peak, he can kind of reach those levels. But I just think like it's an interesting kind of look at it, because I think Philly has a lot of expectations this year. A Doc Rivers led team, I'm not really, you know, I'm not really high on, but
okay. All right.
I'm really interested in how they play, because they have core of players.
That is, by the way, that is my exact thought said back to me by a Lakers fan. I'm like,
you're like, I don't know about that.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah,
I agree with every single thing except the source.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, no, the Sixers are very excited. I feel like the Sixers got people in the way that I'm talking about watching a couple Ben Simmons highlights got me excited for the season. Like, I think there's just something about them and like the idea of like a return to peak form James Harden and then the promise of Maxey that just has everybody excited. I feel like I am uniquely situated as somebody who has like been you know, living and dying with them since Embiid came into the league, that I feel a certain ceiling that they can't get past, which is the second round of the playoffs. But you know, Miles is right. Maybe this Quinta Brunson, James Harden,
dude,
Halloween costume.
Hey, take a little bit out of my Lakers fan bag and indulge in some magical thinking.
Okay.
You know,
I'm here.
Sometimes
I'm here
it helps.
It.
Sometimes it helps. It's like prayer, you know? But to touch on the Lakers again for a second, Raj, between Lonnie Walker and Juan Toscano-Anderson, Thomas Bryant, Troy Brown, which of them do you think is going to have the biggest impact?
Yeah, so it's interesting. They brought on a bunch of guards, right? I mean, this team was like built for a Westbrook trade, right? That's kind of the build of it. I think the name, I don't think you mentioned there, I think Patrick Beverley is probably the most like known guy, right?
Sure.
On the team, like, he's the one that I think, you know, what his skill set is like.
Yeah,
I think Kendrick Nunn fits really well as well. Like, he started last night. I think he's a perfect, like, you want another ball handler out there. It was interesting watching yesterday. There was a lot of possessions. Russ was just in the corner, which I think is interesting how they're trying to run the offense through other ball handlers. And I think there's some diminishing return to that where you're not going to get anything out of Russ if he doesn't have the ball. But yeah, like Lonnie Walker, he's been interesting. I just think any team that gets let go by the Spurs, I'm kind of look at it and through a side eye. But I think Patrick Beverley is going to have the most impact. But I'm really interested in like if they can throw Lonnie Walker in a room with Phil Handy and see what comes out. We had Austin Reeves. He played yesterday as well. It's just like a bunch of guys who need minutes and where it goes. GTA looked fine last night. I think he's a guy that's going to need to play with like starters, like, because he just can't shoot. He doesn't really have much offense to him. But a lot of just unknowns, man. And it's really just LeBron and AD are going to have to carry again and hope that Russ can have some kind of bounce back revenge season there. But Pat Bev is probably the one I see having like the best impact from the new guards that we got.
And that's just not in sound bites.
No.
I feel like that's going to be the other blessing. The memes are going to be self-generating for sure.
But again, this is the time when the unknowns can, you know, it's like watching a movie trailer where, you know, so often the movie that I see in the trailer and fill in all the blank spots with like, you know, they'll work that out. It's oftentimes not quite as good, once you see it up on the screen. But that is the point that I'm at. That's why I love this point of the season. The Warriors, like, you know, James Wiseman came through with a 20-9 in the preseason. I'm like, oh boy, the West's in trouble. The Warriors from last year, and Wiseman putting up at least 20-10 every game. Kuminga in there, it's everyone's in trouble.
Did you see the clip from that game, though, when Rui was talking to the crowd?
Yeah, the intro.
Oh my gosh. As somebody who's Black and East, that clip couldn't resonate with me harder. As somebody who is Japanese speaking, half Black person being there. And sometimes you speak, they're like, wait, you speak in Japanese? Like, they'll look at you like, is that Japanese coming out your mouth? And then for the mic to be passed to Draymond and just say, konnichiwa to the crowd, and they lost. I just got to play this really quick for people who haven't heard it, because like Rui is being very Japanese. Like, he's doing the thing that athletes do when you address a crowd. It's like you kind of basically you're selling the crowd on what the team's into. He's like, hey, just to let you know, like, we're working really hard. We're trying to take it to another level, and we're going to give it our all in this game. So like, I hope y'all will have our back too, is what Rui is saying in Japanese. And they're like, all right, yes, we'll root for you. Draymond.
Konnichiwa.
Much louder. Dude, much louder response.
But brilliant, brilliant moment. What was everybody thinking about the Dubs this year?
Embarrassment of riches, man. It's just, it's crazy what they're able to get. I do think they're going to miss Gary Payton. Like, I do think that was a loss for them. They let him walk, obviously, and Otto Porter as well, I think, you know, was an important part of them. But Kuminga, I think, can step right in. Moses Moody, they get Klay Thompson back for a full season. They're just going to – them and the Clippers, I think, are the two top of the West to me, and I think they're just coming in with a whole bunch of chemistry and stuff you just can't buy. I mean, Klay, Draymond, and Steph been playing together forever. That's just stuff that, like, no team can catch up with. The Suns were, like, the closest, and they look like they're burning, like – no pun intended, but like the Suns just look like they're going to tear down. But the Warriors, I think, are going to run the season again. I mean, they have all things going for them. They have young talent that can, you know, hold them through a regular season. Yeah, I think they're going to be really good again.
Yeah. One of our recent guests pointed out that there hasn't been a team that goes back-to-back years to their conference finals. So for the past four seasons, basically since LeBron left Cleveland, no team has gone back-to-back to either Eastern Conference or Western Conference Finals, which blew my mind. It also, like, put into perspective, like, what LeBron did for nine out of 10 years in a row being in the finals was so wild. But yeah, there's just so much parity, so much talent in the league this year. I mean, that also gets me excited, because it's like, we're going to see something new. We're going to see new looks. Teams are going to come out of nowhere and surprise everybody. But why the Dubs, like, looking as good as they did, and, you know, Wiseman looking as good as he does, gets me, makes me think we might be headed for a back-to-back Western Conference appearance from them at the very least.
All right, well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back to talk some other. Let's take it down under when we get back from the break after this.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
And we're back. Jack, who was the one that
was Ben Golliver who pointed that out about the no back to back in the conference finals?
Yes.
I mean, the Sixers or the not the Sixers, I'm sorry. The Celtics have been there like every other season. But, you know, there's been a lot of the same teams there, but it doesn't happen back to back because it is incredibly hard to do that because. You know, you're running, you're making a deep run. Your best players are getting a lot of miles, and then it's hard for them to come back and play at that high level without breaking down the next season. So, exciting times.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of down under, another preseason action was a team I had never heard of, and I thought I was like, oh, I like that name, the Adelaide 36ers. They defeated the Suns in a preseason matchup that had me thinking there was a typos. I'm like, oh, wait, they played the 76ers in Adelaide? And then that's what happened? No, this is from the National Basketball League in Australia. Off the back of 35 points from Craig Randall. It was an interesting game, pretty competitive. Jack, I feel like you had a bit of a theory as to what we might be seeing with the Suns.
I mean, it's not a theory. It's just like that. The last game was Dallas, you know, game 7 of the Dallas series. That was one of the strangest, you know, just performances from a team like prior to that series. And even prior to that game, I think most people thought they were going to win and continue on and like reappear in the finals. They didn't know about the stat that we just said that Ben Golliver told us.
They should have just, called it
but,
a day.
It's just a wild, like, I don't know if it's a mental block or, you know, what particularly is happening, but an NBA team hasn't lost to a non-NBA team in, you know, even in preseason for a long time. And, you know, Monty Williams came through and was like, this is good. This is a learning experience. And maybe it is, maybe it's what they needed, but it's, you know, having those be the back-to-back home games, like appearances on your home court is just pretty wild. It's going to, again, like makes it really interesting to watch them and see like what happens with them. I think this is one I'm not overreacting to. I like to overreact in a positive direction and be like Ben Simmons for MVP, dark horse candidate. But with this one, I think they'll bounce back. But even so, like once they get back going, it'll be interesting to like hear them talk about, okay, so what was happening in those two games months apart? Where you guys, you know, a world beating team were suddenly like couldn't make it work, you know?
It's crazy that they were supposed to get Kevin Durant, right? Like this summer. Like that's kind of forgotten now, but like that was all the sourcing, right? Kevin Durant picked them as their team in the offseason. Yeah. And it looked like that's who they were gonna get. And obviously the Ayton stuff. It's just really strange. I mean, that the Suns won 65 games last year. Like that's an insane amount. That's an insane amount of games. That's why I don't think they'll drop off that much in the regular season. I think, you know, they'll be fine. Their playoff issue to me is like Chris Paul obviously is going to break down, which is expected. He's like, what, 35, 36 or something like that. I don't know his exact age, but just him and Booker. And then I don't think they feature Ayton enough. And the Mavericks kind of were able to shut that off along with Luka being amazing. So I still think they have playoff concerns, but I think they're going to win a ton of games in the regular season again. Ayton looked like a guy that knew he was going to be gone in February, though. Oh, Chris Paul's 37. Thanks, wow. Sorry, but
that was charitable. Okay, we'll take.
Call Charlize Theron because we've got another old guard issue. happening. You're welcome.
Wow. Shout out Netflix. what a reference you just pulled.
Jabari has just pulled the plug on the podcast. He said that's the end. That was the last episode. Was that?
Netflix originals references. So about how long do you think it'll take? Do you think this is like temporary blip, like losing to a team that went 10-18 in their previous NBL season will serve as like the bottom in which they will begin to bounce? Or do you think maybe Just give them a few more weeks and then they'll start figuring it out.
I mean, the thing I'd be thinking about as a, you know, somebody who wants the Lakers to perform well is Craig Randall. Like, what is his? Can we get him on a contract? The guy who was just lights out, scored 35, like 8 threes. I was like, I'd like to see him in a Lakers uniform next year. Like,
yeah, we could use that against the Suns.
For real. Against everyone, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I believe we do. We don't have an open two-way left. We do have another roster spot left. So I believe Cole Swider and Scottie Pippen Jr. currently are our two-way spots. But yeah, Craig Randall, he had an incredible game. It's just we have so many guards. I mean, it'd be another guard to throw into this like 7-8 guard man rotation. But I saw that game. He killed them. Phoenix was playing real players. It's not like they had like actual guys who were going to be in their rotation out there. Torrey Craig was like trying to lock him up and he was still able to like step back cross and three him. So yeah, I think the Suns are gonna be fine though. I don't think preseason for a team that went to the finals and then lost in the second round the next year. Not sure how serious they're gonna take the preseason, especially with the amount of games they brought back. I'm interested what they get for Jay Crowder though. Like, I think that's important. I think, you know, his loss is actually like, I think he brings similar stuff that like Pat Bev brings to your team where like you hate him watching him, but I think on your team he's one of those glue guys. So I'm interested what they do with that. But I think Cam Johnson, Mikal Bridges, just dudes that are gonna help you win a ton of games in the regular season.
Right. I mean, I think this brings us to our dumb pitch for the NBA this year.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily dumb, but so it's a left turn from last week. Last week we pitched that Zion has warm-ups that are overalls. He has like tearaway overalls and rides a fan boat into the stadium. Like, so when they're ready to sub him in. Yeah, substitution is not like he's sitting on the bench. A substitution happens when they start playing Zion's theme music, which we just kind of put it credence. And then like the announcers are like, oh my God, what is that? And then a smoke machine starts going. Zion rides a fan boat into like in through the tunnel.
And he's choking out a gator too. Yeah. Under his arm.
Choking out a gator.
Choking out a gator, then bite his neck and throw him in the crowd and then throw up the talcum powder in the air like a Bayou LeBron James.
Yeah. So this is a little bit more straightforward. This is one that, you know, the NBA hasn't gotten back to us with notes on that one, but they might want to get back to us with notes on this one because this made us ask, like, what about relegation and promotion? You know, what happens in a lot of soccer leagues in the world.
To keep it competitive where it's like to do well is not good for your team. You know, we can't incentivize a poor performance. You actually need to play for your survival to get out of the bottom. And I would love just to see a rotating thing where suddenly the 36ers or, you know, we have an interesting group of eligible teams that can come in to be promoted to the NBA.
Then the Suns. For the loss are relegated to play on the prison island of Australia. I don't know if they technically still consider themselves a prison island. That's probably
not anymore.
Okay. But anyways, I think that's fun. It's good promotion for the NBA abroad, you know?
Right. The economics of promotion and relegation don't work in US sports because of the stadiums that have to be built to house these teams. Like you can't build a crypto.com arena, get relegated, and then be like, well, what are we doing with this arena now? Because we're not in the NBA. Like, it would be a massive detriment. So I wonder if it's like a hermit crab where it's like, yo, bro, you lost your home turf. Yeah. And then now guess who's playing there? The Adelaide 36ers.
Yeah, they're occupying your stadium now. And everybody wants to come at you if you have a really nice stadium. So it comes with great responsibility, you know,
the Los Angeles Knickerbockers.
Yeah.
Like, they finally figured it out. It's LA weather plus the Knicks brand.
Brings like all it, the man. Talent.
Yeah.
So they would not only take your spot in the NBA, they'd also take your arena. So they take your arena, play. Wow.
That feels like gangster stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that's guess crazy. What, homie? I take your spot and your arena.
Yeah.
You know, the United Center. Put a sheet over MJ's statue because right now this belongs to the Tokyo Apache or whatever the Japanese team is or whatever. So.
Should we talk about, so SI did their annual top 100 list you know, part of it. I haven't seen the top 50 yet, but they released 50 through 100. Maxi was in there, I think insultingly so. Man needs to be in the top 10 at least. But you know, big movers, Westbrook was left off of their top 100 list after coming in at 34 last year. So, I mean, I don't think Westbrook needs bulletin board material at this point, but that's certainly, you know, could be motivation.
Westbrook was left off the top 100 list, which feels right from last year, honestly. Like, I think I think that's fair. And again, the Lakers are hoping that, you know, he bounces back and gives them some kind of leverage in whatever deals they had, the Indiana deals that they were talking about. Hopefully, you know, if he plays well, they don't have to give as many first round picks, but that feels right. Westbrook was just not good last year. So top 100 feels really like that. That feels kind of terrible for a guy who won MVP a few years ago, but it fits for his game last year.
Right.
Yeah. And then who else was like, Lonzo also wasn't on there, but I guess, you know, with the season he had, you'd have to sort of compartmentalize to be like,
his just injuries. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, first half just of last season, they specifically say through the first half of last season, he's top 75, but with the injuries, it's tough.
And still having trouble, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think he's had another surgery at the beginning of this season. So I don't know what the timetable is for his return, but still having trouble.
Yeah.
Tell you who's not having trouble, Blake Griffin.
Oh.
1 year deal with the Celtics.
We're the number 91, got the 9-1 on him.
Yeah.
Put that first player to play with that. I mean, yeah, the Celtics fans, they've come a long way. I know they've been wanting Blake Griffin for a minute. I remember when they would like post like photoshopped images of him in Celtics, like in the Celtics uniform.
Yeah.
So I'm sure for the fans, they're like, it's one of those things like, it's finally happened, but years later.
All right. Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do rapid fire. And Raj, I feel like you're ready, man. You're on the top of your game.
He's quick. Yeah. Yeah. He's ready for this.
We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
And we're back. And get your joints ready. Ooh, stretch your neck out.
Arm circles.
Open that chest out because guess what, Raj? It's time for the rapid fire round of questioning in which we are going to ask you a succession of questions. You just react. Give us your first response. Just chest pass that answer right back without thinking because we do not have time for you to explain the answer further. Okay? I don't care what we say after. That's just not how this works. And if we get off task, it's on you to keep us on task. Okay, Raj?
For sure.
Before we start the clock, let's just start the clock. Jack, should we go for, you want to go first?
I could go first. Yeah. I'm happy to go first unless you would rather go first.
To be honest, I was thinking I might go first this time, if that's cool with you.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine with me, man.
Hold on. Now you sounded like you didn't really mean it.
You seem like you really want to go first.
No. That's okay. You go first. I'm not playing.
Okay, great. Okay. That sounds awesome. I appreciate you letting
me go. That's not fair,
first,
but
now.
I wanted to go. See, you can't just do that. See, that's.
Oh my God.
Go first. Right. Start the clock again.
Raj.
I should have started though.
What are we underrating about the upcoming season?
How much parody there is.
Okay.
Go on.
Elaborate.
Yeah.
I think the Western Conference is insane. Like, I don't think people are understanding how insane the West is. There's like 11 teams who think they should be winning. They should be in the
top
four.
So deep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clippers. I mean, it sounds like you are the rare Lakers fan that gives the Clippers their due. How are you feeling about the Wolves?
That's rare.
They're my upset pick, kind of dark horse team.
I think they're going to be great in the regular season. I hated the like trade from like a playoff standpoint. Like, I just don't like Gobert and Kat in terms of like in the playoffs, but I think they're going to be great in the regular season. I'm high on Anthony Edwards. I just thought that was a huge package to give up to get your one star in to join and have it be Gobert. I went to the Clippers Jazz game 6 and I just watched as the Clippers switched Reggie Jackson on a Gobert and the Jazz could do nothing about it. So I'm not high on them in the playoffs, but I think the regular season, they're going to be really good.
Right.
Maybe we need to rename this segment because it feels like rapid fire isn't clear enough for our guests sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, that
that's
it needs
cool.
to be quick.
And look,
quick answer.
Raj is a young man. You know, I wanted to make sure I didn't want to come at him like that all of a sudden. But Raj, you've got to get it together, man.
Let me get it together,
family. Please.
Whatever your interpretation of rapid fire is.
The NBA about to cancel this show because this isn't paying off on what it's promising by being called rapid fire. Please, man. I got mouths to feed. Okay, next question. Oof, this is a hard one to ask. What's more likely to happen, the Lakers or Clippers make a deep run in the postseason?
Clippers.
I know.
Sadly. Oh. Sadly. Sadly.
I know. I don't want to, but I know.
As a friend of many a Laker fan, I'm just like worried about because there's still a unwillingness to deal with the reality of the situation in a lot of cases.
Sure. You know, and I
still
think
they're still the Clippers. Like they're.
I know. And you know what? And if we see our Laker privilege diminish, you can guarantee a January 6th type response from Laker fans. That's the kind of levels of denial we're in. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, we lost that election, fam.
Storming.
I'm like, no,
crypto.
I can't. I don't want to see this. But it's true. I mean, I can't. Like you're saying, Raj, like they've been more consistent. And aside from me wanting to be toxic for the fun of it, like, yeah, I'm bracing myself to watch them just be.
They're not playing in the same league. Like, look at their roster. They have like 10 dudes who make, you know, $10 to $11 million a year, along with PG and Kawhi. They have absolutely gone all in. They're playing on different like level fields. So they've gone all in for this season. We'll see what happens. You're right. They're still just the Clippers. This is rapid fire, but I mean, they're the Clippers. Like, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's surprising to see them go all in with a leader of the franchise like Steve Ballmer, because he seems like a pretty reserved person, you know. Like, I don't know if you saw that clip of him absolutely,
dude. He was even going nuts at the Climate Pledge Arena for the preseason game.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the famous Microsoft one.
No. He brings that energy everywhere.
Yeah, Ballman out of control.
All right. Which new faces in new places or newly formed cores are you most looking forward to seeing this year of our 2022-2023 NBA basketball season?
Newly formed core. Yeah, I'm definitely most interested in seeing what that like Minnesota team looks like. Like, I'm really fascinated just to see it on paper. I think just it's really crazy to look, and they're going from like a team that was just fun to expectations. So. Minnesota, definitely. Rapid fire. I got to remember that.
Keep it rapid. Thank you. Thank you, man. Stop with all the capping. Okay, here we go. Now, look, the league did drop the Comeback Player of the Year award years ago. But because we do the show with the NBA, the league said that we can give out this year a Boosties bounce back player for the 2022-2023 season. If the league lets us present this award, give us your top three candidate for the formerly comeback player of the year, now known as the Boosties bounce back player of 22-23.
Comeback player.
Top three.
It'd be cool if it was like someone who dropped 100 pounds or something in the offseason and just like looked all of a sudden like their old self.
I don't know, like had Emmy Award winning. Zeitgeist
via, yeah, Emmy Award winning. Emmy Award winners. It's just a thought that I'm just like, I'm just trying to help you here.
This is rapid fire.
I'm just helping with brainstorming.
Yeah, I know. And look, you and you're helping Raj mess up the segment. Raj, right, please get on with it.
I'm biased. I hope and I'm thinking it's Anthony Davis who's going to be, you know, up there. I think James Harden has just like his same issues. Who? I'm not sure. I don't think Harden is a
Harden. Comeback, yeah, yeah, yeah. From the Sixers. Okay.
yeah, Ben Simmons. I think, you know, Ben Simmons should be back. And can I give two Lakers on this? Like, sure. I would like to see.
Yeah, give nine.
I would like
to
see Russell Westbrook also, like, you know, come back to be competitive at least, or like an NBA player. I think it's dropped off so far, but definitely Anthony Davis. Like, I think he should win the Boosties Award. Like, I'm hoping he wins this. He wins this award.
The Boosties like bounce back player of 22-23. Yeah. Brought to you
I feel
by
like if Anthony Davis was playing at a level that qualified him for the high standards of Boosties bounce back player of 2022-2023, it would be like he's an MVP candidate also, which I don't know. We haven't determined all the details.
Right, the bar is not that low. Well, I guess our expectations aren't low for AD, that's for sure. If we said he's bounced back, then yeah, to your point, that would be a pretty massive show. Hey, but ¿por qué no los dos? You know?
Yeah, you know, MVP. Bounce back. It would be an interesting, well, future episodes, we will have this debate as we get closer and closer to the Mountain Dew Boosties bounce back player of 2022.
Raj, what I tell you about cutting us off and keeping the segment going? Please,
I'm enjoying it. I'm listening.
Raj, well, surprise contender no one's considering right now. No one.
I think Denver's a lot better than people are remembering and thinking. Like, I think they're a lot better than people are expecting out of them, for sure.
Jamal Murray might be a Boosties bounce back contender. maybe. Yeah, I think they might be interesting. A lot of people saw them go up against the Dubs in the playoffs, and that was a bad matchup for them. And people are like,
Raj, you are losing control of this segment, man. You are losing control of this segment, man. Jack over here talking about all kinds of stuff. Please answer this question rapidly. Who's a first-time All-Star this season?
Oh, Evan Mobley, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
What is it about Evan Mobley that you see him ascending to the All-Star heights this season?
I think he just has everything. I remember like watching the Cavs play the Lakers early last year, Evan Mobley's rookie year. And that dude is a defensive monster, can shoot it, you know, has great touch, pick and pop, can roll. And he was already like the, you know, the hub of their defense really early on. So I think he's just being incredible. They already have a bunch of all-stars and I think he might be the best out of them. Might not be as good as Donovan Mitchell, you know, got to, but I think Evan Mobley's special. Possibly could have been an all-star last year as well. So I think he could get on the team this year. Rapid fire, though. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, see?
Could be like this year's Tyrese Maxey, you know, because he didn't make it last year. So he would also be a candidate for this.
I'm trying to walk people down.
That's wild. Yeah, that would have been my
pick. Don't agree with that, huh?
Interesting.
Okay.
Did you see him hit like three threes in a row?
You are not
the
guest.
He was just excited to get the season started. He was like, I'm bored with people not realizing how good I am, and just came through and hit three threes right off the bat. Anyways, final question, Raj. This is the one we always close out with. Jack or Miles?
You really mumbled that.
Did I? Okay. Jack or Miles?
I can't answer that.
Jack?
Or Miles?
Both. It was a great show. Enjoy talking to you.
Yeah. Diplomat. I love that. Dipset in the building. Okay. I like a diplomatic
response. I'll take it. This is the closest I've come to a victory. You know, this is like... You know, this is huge for me. This is.
Yo, wait, wipe those tears from your eyes, man.
No,
wipe those tears from your face, big man. You'll be all right.
A sweat.
You're bouncing back. This is courage water coming out my eyes, man. I told you about this. Raj, man, thank you so much. Raj Shapalu for joining us on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. Where can people go check out your work and listen to you and all that other stuff, man?
Yeah, sure, man. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate it. On Twitter at Raj Shapalu. A lot of my work on silverscreenroll.com. And the podcast I Love Basketball is also on the Silver Screen and Roll Podcast Network. You can find that anywhere you find podcasts.
Cool.
Amazing. Make sure you give us a follow too on Twitter at Matt Boosties.
Yep.
A lot of, you know, you get our upset picks, you get stuff like that. Super producer Jabari out there making it happen.
Also, make sure you rate and review, subscribe, and do all that on Apple Podcasts to, you know, let people know that this show is a massive movement that the sporting world can no longer ignore. All right.
Yeah.
Until next time, you do you and we'll keep doing this. All right.
Later. Ooh, I like that.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.